No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Entitlement gets you nothing. Excuses get you nothing. Lack of effort gets you nothing. Show up, lock in, do the work. No deposit, no return. Nick Saban. All right. We got a couple of clips we're going to play here really quickly. Adidas Football put out this morning, same last name, his own legacy, year two loading in Lincoln. Welcome to the Adidas fam, Dylan Raiola. Quick thoughts? Anything?
I still kind of break down what that means because obviously Nebraska and Adidas school, but very cool. I mean, I was looking at like who their athletes were and all I could find is pro football athletes. So I was kind of looking for like other college athletes they had signed. So maybe something I... Maybe a commercial soon with him and Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes also an Adidas athlete.
I thought that was interesting because I'm like, aren't we already Adidas? And I was with you. I was like, is there a lot of individual collegiate athletes that get shoe deals? It's coming. It's coming. It is what it is. But that was announced this morning as well. And here's the thing. Like, I talked about Jalen Hurts after the Super Bowl. Remember, he was benched in the national title game, transferred to Oklahoma, et cetera, et cetera. Second round pick, so not a bad pick. As far as like, you know, being a second round pick from his perspective, a lot of people thought that that was too high. All right. Obviously, just won a Super Bowl. I thought this progression was worth noting as we talk about guys being drafted here, picked there. Jalen Hurts, did you know he fumbled his first ever snap in a college football game? Goes on to win the Super Bowl as the Eagles quarterback, obviously, this year. Present day Super Bowl champion and MVP. He also has the most rushing yards and touchdowns by a quarterback in Super Bowl history, tied for most NFL rushing TDs in a season by a quarterback with 15, two-time a Pro Bowl selection in 2022 and 2023. Jake, when he was drafted in the second round by the Eagles, did you think it was a good pick in the second round, and did you think he would end up doing this?
Well, I'm a Nostradamus, so obviously I knew all this was coming. No, I didn't. I was kind of questioning at the time, kind of thinking, I remember specifically thinking, okay, maybe that's a stopgap quarterback for a second round pick. You know, we kind of see that. That's kind of where a lot of those guys end up, you know, unless they can shine above it. And he has shined considerably above it. I still go back to when Nick Saban benched him at halftime of the championship game for Tua, and that just ages. It doesn't get better or worse. It's just, it's just more incredible that it happened.
I don't think that's been talked about enough. He was, okay, he was the SEC Offensive Player of the year before as a freshman. He's a sophomore now. They're in this title game. They're getting beat by Georgia. Okay. SEC Offensive Player of the Year. Had played in the national title game the year before as a starting quarterback versus Clemson the year before. Tua Tagovailoa has played zero meaningful snaps all year. Hadn't started a game. True freshman. Highly recruited, highly thought of. You're at halftime of the national championship game, and you make that switch.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Here's why it ages just fine, because they won. That's why it ages fine. But I don't think that people, if they go on and it gets ugly, people are going to look at that decision very different. That's a gutsy decision. That takes some grapefruits, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking watermelons, two of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't feel like that's been given its due justice. Two of my favorite decisions in the history of college football. Heat of the moment, national title game, all the pressure in the world is on you type decisions. Going for two against Miami, Tom Osborne. Real men go for two. Never forget that, Jake. Also, that halftime decision by Nick Saban. Because if he does that and they lose, I have the complete opposite reaction. What a terrible decision. This guy's overrated. You know, I don't know. Have you ever really sat there and thought about that at all, Jake?
Well, it's just because at the time, the only understandable portion of it, okay, is this Tua is going to be the next big thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, okay. And so there was somewhat of an understanding of, okay, well, maybe physically he's just got some traits that are better than Jalen Hurts. But as time has come on, we've seen Jalen Hurts is the better quarterback, or at least having the better career. So I just think that makes it even more wild at this point that maybe you bench the better quarterback of the two for somebody that was so green, but still he thought maybe he had that matchup. And of course, a lot of people forget too, he threw that game-winning touchdown past the Devontae Smith, yep, who went on to win the Heisman.
Yep.
That game should be one of the best games I think we've ever seen in college football, but it doesn't often get mentioned up there. But with all those storylines that you have that have played out since, I think it should.
Well, Devontae Smith was a freshman as well, if you remember. Yeah. So here's the rest of that story. I'm with you. That thing, I don't know if a full 30 for 30 could be done on it, I think. By the way, the 95 Nebraska team. What happened to that 30 for 30? I digress. The next year, Jalen doesn't transfer. He stays at Alabama. Tua is the starter. Do you remember they play Georgia in the SEC championship game? Georgia is mollywhopping them. All of a sudden, at halftime, they bench Tua. Well, Tua got hurt, actually. Here comes Jalen Hurts, and he leads Alabama back to a victory. And I can't help but wonder if getting benched in that title game, as much as that sucked, much like potentially Shadur falling to the fifth round and getting drafted there, could have been the best thing for Jalen, could be the best thing for Shadur. Again, it's not the hand you're dealt. It's how you play the hand that you have. It's not what happens to you. It's how you react. Because Jalen then eventually did transfer to Oklahoma, Heisman finalist the next year, I might add, under Lincoln Riley, who just rolls them out every freaking day. All right. I don't know. I've always found that game to be very intriguing, that story plot to be intriguing. Here's another thing I thought that was interesting. What if I told you, Jake, good, kind sir, my friend, that UFC's 10th, 12th, and 13th head coaches, all faced off in the 2018 Peach Bowl? Did you ever realize that? Scott Frost was their 10th. Gus Malzahn was their 12th. Scott Frost was their 13th. And they faced each other in that Peach Bowl where UCF was undefeated and Auburn was top 10, and UCF obviously came out the victor.
Who was on that staff?
Did that even dawn on you, man?
No, because you're naming three coaches, but I get what you're saying. Scott Frost's been there twice.
All right, so we're supposed to go to a break. We still have two clips to play. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the break. We're going to try to stay on topic this time. And then we're going to play two clips in our last segment, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.